All right. I don't know. You got a title for this, Improve Your Vision, Improve Your Life. That sounds like a good slogan for a vision place. In fact, I was at my vision place today for a while because one of my dogs jumped up and hit the glasses and bent them all out of whack. I had to leave them there, but I got an extra pair, and I was getting these all zeroed in because if you don't get them just right, that bifocal's not in the right place. And so I spent some time there because I won't be able to see. Now, really, I can see fine. I really just need them really to read with, but I get tired putting off and on. I said, well, here, just give me those that you where you can, you know. So that's what I got here. But how many have ever been to eye doctor? How many of you ever, even in school, how many have ever had to take an eye test? And they want you to look at them letters and tell you, you know, how far down you can read and all of that, you know. And I think that we need to make sure that we have sharp spiritual vision. You know, we take care of our natural vision. You know, when you look at God, who do you see? When you look at yourself, who do you see? When you look at your life, what do you see? See, that's sort of interesting questions. I can see right now, I got some of your, I can see your wheels are turning. You know, what we see in every one of these areas will greatly affect what we're able to do and accomplish in life. If you don't see correctly in these areas, you become limited on what you can do, what you can accomplish. You know, I took flying lessons, and I almost had my pilot's license. And one of the things you got to be able to do if you're going to be a pilot is you got to have good eyesight. And not only do you need it, but you got to have good peripheral vision. Like right, I can see both of my hands right here looking straight ahead. I don't have to turn my eyes; just looking straight ahead. Because you ask, call your peripheral vision. Anyway, y'all know what it is? Okay. And everybody, they say, now I don't know, they say everybody has a different peripheral vision. Some people's is wider than others. But if you're going to fly an airplane, you need to have good peripheral vision, especially if you're going to fly one of the warbirds. But, you know, and I had to take my physical and go through the vision tests and all of that. In fact, when you get your driver's license, you have to look at that deal on there. See, you know, you talk to some people, and it's not very long before you can figure out that they got a vision problem, because some people see negative instead of seeing positive. Some people see obstacles instead of opportunities. Some people see the problem and not the promises of God. You see, do you know that people will not try to accomplish what they can't see most of the time? They want to see it ahead of time. I don't know how many times I've talked to people, and You talk to them about a job, and they want to know what it's going to be 5 years from now. Well, I don't know what it's going to be 5 years now. You want to work? Okay, work. We'll get on with it. Otherwise, get out of here. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Now, there's such thing as having a plan. I have never known anybody to start a business unless they could see that it was going to be profitable. You know, subdivisions, towns are built by people that see the possibility. Now, y'all don't know it, but you see, I saw the possibility of what Kenosha was going to be in 1976. When I moved out here in 1976, got that first building and that first 6 acres over there, and that half of the building behind it, RMA. I went to, and we checked, and they said, now not the center, but they said that in, I forget how many years it was now, that Garnett and 71st would be, and I forget how many years, would be the geographical center. I'm not talking about the center, but the geographical center of the Tulsa area. It's changed now because we've grown larger. Also, you know, we purchased, and it was just a two-lane road. But as we began to build out here, I began to see what the city was planning. That four-lane road out there was on the planning books many years before it ever came into fruition. In fact, the entranceway we got and a stoplight we got out there, when we were trying to build this building, they wanted me. They said, "No, you've got to widen that street and so forth." And I said, "Why? I got to widen the street? It's on the books right now already. Y'all are going to do it." But what I'm trying to get to you is the point that we got to be able to see things. In the natural, you've got to see things before you can accomplish it. I mean, coaches will come by and telling you, see yourself hitting the ball. See yourself scoring the basket. See yourself doing it. So we've got to, the way we look at things in the natural, we have got to see in the spiritual. Now, how many of you have ever bought yourself a new car? How many of you, as you were looking at that car, walking around it, even sitting down in it, looking at it, how many in your mind, how many of you could visualize or see yourself driving it? Am I right or wrong? We do that all the time, right? We visualize things in our mind most of the time before they ever are accomplished in the natural. Well, we need to have the same, we need to have spiritual vision. Now look at 2 Kings 6:15 in the New Living. 2 Kings 6:15. I'm just going to talk to you tonight a little bit like I like to. This is why I like doing Wednesday night, just talk to you, you know, like I'm sitting down talking to you somewhere. I like you to feel like that. We're just sitting down maybe in the living room and talking. Okay, let's see. Everybody found it yet? I hear pages turning, so I'll wait a minute. Okay, when the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning, went outside, there were troops, horses, chariots everywhere. "Oh, sir, what will we do?" The young man cried to Elisha. "Don't be afraid," Elisha told him, "for there are more on our side than are on theirs." Then Elisha said, "Oh, Lord, open his eyes and let him see." The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked, he saw that the hillsides around Elisha were filled with horses and chariots of fire. Now, when he only saw the enemy forces, he immediately was afraid and went into a panic. But when he began to see in the spiritual, his eyes were opened. He saw the heavenly armies, and he wasn't afraid anymore. When he began to see with spiritual eyes, everything changed. See, when you begin to read the Bible and you begin to see with your spiritual eyes, things begin to change. Even though you see one thing with your natural eye, but when you read what the Word of God says, you begin to see it with your spiritual eyes, and it changes everything. See, he saw a situation here, but it needed to be corrected. He needed a vision adjustment. You know, when you see what God and his forces has, it changes you. And so how can we improve our spiritual vision? Well, it's real easy. Look into the written Word of God, number one. Proverbs 4:20. This is nothing you hadn't heard before. I'm just approaching the mountain from a different side. Okay, Proverbs 4:20, New Living Translation. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Do not lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Notice it says here, don't lose sight. But he said, pay attention to my words. And don't lose sight of them. In other words, keep looking at the Word of God. Then you'll see correctly. Without looking into the Word, every situation you face, you will take the wrong actions because you don't see it in line with the Word of God. You're seeing it in line with the natural. You see, we should never make a decision. We should never do things just because of what it looks like in the natural. Go to the Word of God and see what the Word of God has to say. You know, have you ever noticed that many places that you go in to buy something, they use a pressure tactics? Oh, This is going to go up tomorrow. If you don't get it today, it'll be higher. Well, if you try to use those tactics on me, I just walk out. You know, without the Word, you can't see things the way God does. You only see them the way you see them. But with the Word of God, you see things the way God sees them, and you will make a decision based upon the Word of God, not based upon the natural. You know, we got to realize that when we look into the Word and see the Word, we can begin to see the supernatural power of God, and it's not limited. We are limited in the natural, but God is not limited. And when you begin to look into the Word, you begin to see that. You know, when you begin to look into the Word and see what the Word says, you begin to see that you can accomplish above your natural ability. The one scripture that I think about that I used a lot talking to to young people and to different people. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Now that changes my perspective on everything. If I need to accomplish it, there is nothing that I can't do with Christ. I may not have the ability myself, but God does. Or God can show me where to find the ability in the natural. Have any of you ever tackled a job and you realize that, hey, I don't have the ability, and you say, all right, Lord, this is where that I need, and you quote that scripture and he has come through for anybody? Yeah, I have many times. I still do it. You know, as we look into the Word and begin to see the Word, we begin to see opportunities that we would naturally see in the natural. You know, we see more in the natural when we have been looking into the spiritual. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about when you've been looking into the spiritual, the Word of God, seeing the Word of God, as you look at things in the natural, you will begin to have ideas and that you had never thought about before. You know, I mean, there have been many times that in building these buildings around here that they say, oh, I don't know. I don't know what can be done. I said, yeah, it can. Can you let that globe down? Is there anybody back there that knows how to let that globe down? Whoa, I got bright lights in my eyes. You gonna be able to get it? Here it comes. When I told them I wanted that, I was told, well, I don't think that can be done. They said, no, we never seen that done before. Well, the reason I was praying and the Lord, you know, said we're a worldwide ministry. Well, then I wanted to have this world. Well, I looked at them and I said, you know what? I know they have telescoping rods and things. And I've seen people make a ball before. So it can be done. It's just going to take something. And so it's there. They got rebar. And they first started with the circle. Then they got the rebar and they bent it over like around and hooked it up here at another smaller ring at the top. Then they put some kind of wire on, whether chicken wire or some kind of wire over it. And then they began to put that fiberglass on there. And they left a hole. There's a deal, you can't see it, but there's a square that you can crawl up in that, because then I wanted those lights and they had to drill holes to put the lights in. But I was told that couldn't be done. But it's there, isn't it? Because as I was thinking about it, then when they said it couldn't be done, immediately the Spirit of the Lord brought to my attention, because I've been in the Word. Well, hey, they got telescoping poles, and I started from there. How many understand what I'm trying to get across to you? You know, it's not all natural and it's not all supernatural. And what do I say? That There it is right there. You see, the Word of God will help us to see beyond the natural. It'll help us to see possibilities that nobody else sees. When I with Lynette and we built this church, nobody had ever seen a church have an orchestra pit that went up and down in it, or had a pulpit that would go down and up. All that's obsolete now. They don't use that anymore. But how many of you were here when we had the full orchestra? And Donald Higgins would hit those timpani drums, and a full orchestra. I'm not talking about just a few. I'm talking about two or three violins, six, seven saxophones, three or four trumpets. Cornell, there he is back there. He played the big old tuba, and we had a full. I mean, it was a full orchestra, wasn't it, Cornell? All the instruments. And when they would start playing that, and that choir behind that, you don't know it, but behind that wall right there, there's a choir loft that'll hold 200 people. And we had a choir up there, and they'd start singing Majesty. Man, it still makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, man. It was powerful, right? You people that were here, it was powerful. But you see, nobody said, well, man, nobody's ever had that. I said, well, what? Just because nobody's ever had it, it's no sign we can't have it. Well, he's talking around. I said, is that how we're going to do it? I said, right down there at the garage, we got a hydraulic lift that lifts cars up in the air. I said, you can get hydraulic lifts, and when you push the button, they'll work. Oh, that's the exact one. Oh, never thought about that. See, what I'm talking about, if you start working in the natural, and you get to a point that people start saying it can't be done, if you will listen to the Spirit of God, because you've been looking at the Word of God, not just getting in there seeing the Word of God, you will begin to see how it can be done. On your normal job, every day before you go to work, you ought to say, all right, Lord, I've been reading the word. I read the word last night before I went to sleep. Now I thank you that I can do all things today that come my way through you helping me. You will give me the knowledge to do beyond the natural. Come on. Am I helping anybody? We need to keep our eyes looking at the right things. You know, when we look at Jesus, we look at him, and he shows us how to live, what to do. See, the Hebrews 12:2 in the New Living says, we do this, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates our and perfects our faith. So we keep our eyes on him. We see Jesus, and he helps us to with our living. He helps us to know what to do. He helps us to look beyond what we're enduring and see what's on the other side, see the glory on the other side. The rest of that scripture says he looked beyond the cross and saw the glory of the other side. See, he's our role model. So you got to begin to look beyond where you are now and see the glory on the other end. See, this is not going to be this way always. And then you see, we got to learn to see and listen. You know, they used to have, you go up to the railroad and they used to have stop, look, and listen. We need to do that in our own lives. Stop, look at the word, and listen then to the Holy Spirit as he speaks to us. See, in John 16:13 in the New Living, it says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. 1 Corinthians 2:12, New Living. And we have received God's Spirit, not the world's Spirit, so that we can know the wonderful thing God has freely given us. You know, if it's dark in this building, and I'll tell you what, anybody ever been in here when there's no lights on at all? It's dark. I mean, there's no windows, there's no nothing. Now, I can come out of the speaker's room through that door. I come through those curtains, and now they've got where they got some night lights they leave on, but it used to be pitch black in here. And I got to get back there to that booth right back there, because that's where the light switch is to turn some light on. And I come out of here, and I know that I got to come from there all the way, and I know there's some steps there. And so, you know, you walk real slow. And you finally, here it is. You know, because you can't see. You can't see everything you need to see, but if you will listen to the Holy Spirit, he will shed light on your pathway and help you to see what you couldn't see before. Like the little boy that was going to go from the farmhouse to the barn, and it was night. They told him to go out there. He had the flashlight, and he was going along there, and he said, and he went back and said, yeah, but that only shows me a little bit at a time. When it's daylight, I can see all the way to the barn. See, that's the way we are. We are walking around with a little bit of light, but when we begin to see with the Holy Spirit, we see the whole thing. Come on, anybody getting anything? Now, it says, Paul tells us, in Ephesians 1:16-23, one thing he says, we need to have spiritual insight, wisdom and insight, spiritual wisdom and insight. If you don't read that scripture for yourself every day, you need to read that and put your name in there where it says you. I read it with my own name in there. Now he prayed, this is what Paul, he prayed that the hope of his calling, you know, that we would see that we would see the riches of the inheritance, that we would see the exceeding great power, that we would know these and see. You ever read that scripture? It says that you would know, see, you know that. If you see these things, it helps you to move on down with God and move down the road and not get discouraged when the enemy throws a roadblock in your way. Because let me tell you a little secret. He is going to throw roadblocks in your way. It is not going to be no easy road. He is going to do everything that he can to discourage you, to discredit you, to keep you from going. You got to get to the point that you see it from the word. You see what's on the other side through the word of God, through the Holy Spirit. I mean, man, if you, If you listen to what people say about me, somebody said, that bother you? No, don't bother me. Half of it's not true anyway, and the other half they making up. Say I believe something I ain't ever said in my life. But they take a statement here and a statement here and put it together and make you say something. When you begin to see with the Holy Spirit, it'll keep you from getting off on detours. Because the enemy going to always throw up a sign, detour. Oh, I better go over here. No, he's trying to stop you. You got to stay on the main course. Stay the course. He's the guide. You know, as I have gone from an 18-year-old going to Bible school, started preaching, to where I am now. And in a few days, I'll be 80. If I hadn't been able to look it into the Word and see what the Word says and follow the Word and see the Holy Spirit's guidance, I'd never be where I am today. I was told I'd never make it. I was told I was making mistakes when I made certain moves. But I did it anyway. Because I knew that's what I saw. Do you realize, and many of you don't, that when we built this building and designed and built this building, there was nothing like it anywhere else in the world. I'm serious. This building was written up in every architectural magazine, sound magazine, lighting magazine, everything. Because nobody had ever built a church like this. There's bunches of them now. And when they saw the figures, you'll never accomplish it. But we knew we were supposed to go this direction. We went this direction. It took us a year to design it. We get a design, Ross McCready would draw it. No, that's not it. When we got down to this design, that was it. Then people try to say, but I could see it. I'd bring my staff out here. And I'd stand right back here. And now this is where the pulpit's supposed to be. There's a little square. You could still put a pulpit here. And I'd say, this is a pulpit. Now, there's the section. This is all the bottom floor. That's the upstairs up there. The choir and the musicians are behind us. Can you see it? And they would hum and haw around. But you see, I'm the one that the Holy Spirit had dealt with about this. I could see it. And everybody said, how are you going to pay for it? They was saying, my wife will tell you, we was praying with some people one time, and the Holy Spirit said to them, said, this building will be the easiest building you ever build and be paid for the easiest of any of them. Isn't that what the Holy Spirit said? But I just going on in. What I'm trying to get, I'm using me for an example because I know you don't want me to use you. Well, I guess I could use Brother Bill. No. Don't you just love Brother Bill? Well, all of our pastoral staff, as far as that matter, Bill, Marvin, Tad, Craig, Denise, all of them. Praise the Lord. But you see, what I'm trying to get you to see is that I got to where I am by continually adjusting my spiritual vision. Come on now, don't look at me like that. Because to get here, I'm starting here. But this is a long way from where I started over here. But as I went along with the Word and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, seeing what the Word says, and adjusted my vision in line with the Holy Spirit, this is where we are today. All of us at times needs a vision adjustment. Hello? So I just tried to encourage you to improve your vision tonight spiritually by looking at the Word, looking at Jesus, looking at the Holy Spirit. I believe if you will get a hold of these principles, you can change your life. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for the Word. We simply have just talked to these people for a few moments to get us to look more with our spiritual vision than we are, and not to look at everything in the natural. We don't discount the natural because it's real, but the spiritual is more real and more powerful. Thank you, Father, that each of us will make our spiritual adjustments as we go along following you until we reach the ultimate destiny to be with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Everybody stand. Y'all get anything tonight? Anybody, after I've talked a little bit, anybody want to admit you might need to adjust your vision a little bit? We all do. I have to readjust mine every so often. Listen, if you're in this place, I never like to speak a sermon that I don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus or somebody to rededicate their life to God. So if that's you and you're in this place, you got the ladies over here and the men over here, as we're dismissed, if you'll come down here, they'll pray with you and you won't leave here like you came. In fact, if you need prayer for any reason, you want to receive the Holy Spirit, you want somebody to pray with you, agree with you about a job, or you need healing, you need any prayer for anything, if you come down here, they'll pray with you. Okay? Connection team, go find that first time guest. And we want to give you that special gift. Thank you for being with us. And if you're looking for a church home, why don't we say church? Welcome home. Just come on, be a part of us. If you're just traveling through, then make this your home away from home every time you're with us. Hey, remember all the announcements. Sunday morning right here at 9 o'clock at School of the Bible. 10 o'clock we have the regular service here. Hey, don't forget about Friday night at the races. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to be there. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. And I'm going to eat a Frito chili pie too. All right. Praise God. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, I'm going to keep adjusting my vision. What about you? God bless you. We'll see you Sunday.